The conference will now begin.
Okay, Chag Hanukkah. We're going to learn about Hanukkah, some Yoni Hanukkah, and the learning should be a schus for Shlomo Fehinda Rivka Bas Reiser, who right now is having a procedure and operation, and everything should be with Siach Dishmaya. Hanukkah is a time where everything is Omal Manateva, so it should be all kinds of nisim for Hinda Rivka Bas Reiser and for all those who are in need. Okay, let's learn. This past Sunday at the Chaburus Yosef HaTzadik, last Sunday, Chaburus Yosef HaTzadik, we learned some Torah from this remarkable kuntras called Bayam Darkecha that's put out from the Chevra by the Besa Madrash of Rabbi Shemai Morgenstern, Zolgazon Zayn. And I find that it's overflowing with light and pashtus, very, very simple. It's things that we should be thinking about, that we can think about when we're lighting the candles in a very, very direct, straightforward way, taking sidus of Kabbalah, very deep sidus teachings of Kabbalah, and translating them into a language that you and I can work with and think about and benefit from. So let's learn. You should have the pages in front of you, where it says, Paragdala the Inyan Ribui Hayomim Bahaneris Netzach Vahoid. Now, you know, what often happens to us is that there's tremendous excitement by the first candle. Sometimes it makes its way over to the second candle. But as the days go by, it's very easy to start feeling like this is like another routine that I have. This is another obligation that I have. And it loses the cheshek and the excitement and it becomes a chore. Chas v'shalom. So let's learn. And that's what this Torah here is about. Yesh lahavin, hare ner echad hu kvar ner. When you light the candle, you already, that means that we lit the candle for Hanukkah. That first candle, that should pretty much take care of it. Im kol atzmasai, with all of its strength and all of the meaning of what that light has to dispel the darkness of Yavan. V'ner echad kvar megala es kol ha'eres hamukim. Really, one candle, especially since the kuntras is going over the kavanas by hadlakas aner. So those kavanas are all there by the first candle, and that pretty much is the end of Yavan and whatever Yavan embodies. Because the ner echad kvar megala es kol ha'eres hamukim, that one candle, that single candle, already reveals all the deep iris, the lights. V'im kain, Mashaich lahaysef oid neiros. What's the meaning of more candles, of adding candles? What is that accomplishing? What is that doing? Mahu biyir ha'inyan shal maysef ahelach. Which of course is the question b'chlal by the shita of Beis Hillel to be maysef ahelach, that each night we add another candle. Lama b'chol yom noisaf. Why is it that every additional day brings an additional candle? Mamas chadish b'chol yom. What's happening that's new on this day? Shlo haya esmol, that wasn't yesterday. What's different? What's new? Ubir ha'inyan ki af shahaneir megala b'chol yom es ha'yichud. It's true that whatever that yichud was, whatever that deep mystical repair, thought, kavana, intention, feeling of yichud, of revealing Hashem's oneness in the world, which is the kavana of Ner Hanukkah in this world, the Maisa. So it's true that that's what's taking place every single day when we light the candles. Avokol Yoim Hu B'Yeser Oimek. However, it's not the same candle as yesterday. Each day of Chanukah, whose B'Yeser Oimek is deeper and deeper, is taking the same thought, the same feeling, the same kavana, the same yichud, but deeper and deeper and deeper. V'chol Yom Yimei Chanukah, Tzarech Ha'odom Lalois Madrega Acha Madrega. Therefore, the days of Chanukah are not finished by the first day. Each day a person has to ascend Madrega Acha Madrega from one level to another level, Oimek Acha Oimek, deeper and deeper, Ba'asogas Ha'yichud, in his understanding of what it means, Hashem Achad, what that means, Ein Ol Mavado. What is Hashem Akim Hashem Achad? We spoke about how the 25 letters of Shema Yisrael Hashem Akim Hashem Achad correspond to the 25th day of Kislev, which is Chanukah. And obviously Chanukah is a tremendous and extraordinary gili of Hashem Echad. That yisod of Hashem Echad, we have to take each additional day and understand it more and more and deeper to make it more and more part of our lives. Zewatam Shemar ben Benevis. And this is why we add candles. The kol yom moisifim b'holchem. And every day we add more and more. L'harish she'ein zeh ner echad. In order for us to understand that it's not, hadlakas ner Chanukah is not one candle, madrega achas, one madrega. Eliyesh l'hoisif l'harbois l'hamik. But we have to add and deepen Avodas HaYichud, this Avodah of Yichud, which we're going to talk about now, Shemaz Galus Ayideh HaNeiros, that's revealed through this mitzvah of lighting the Chanukah candles, Oid V'Oid, it has to be more and more. Now if you look at Lamed Vav, footnote Lamed Vav, you could see that, Noide Shadas Beis Shammai, Shepoches V'Hailach, V'Das Beis Hillel, Moise V'Hailach. So, of course, Beis Shammai holds, you begin with eight candles, and you work your way down to one candle, by Zayis Chanukah, by the last night. And Beis Hillel, which is the way we paskin, we Moisif HaHalach, we add each night a candle. Well, the feed that Kainu is bar beside the Bishmai Das Beis Hillel. Now, according to the way we're learning that every candle is deeper, is more, we understand. It makes sense. Shetzach L'Hasif Gam Be'echus. That it's not just a matter of halakha. It's not just a matter of adding another candle physically, just putting another candle. It means be'echus. It means the quality of our avoda, the quality and the depth of our understanding of Hashem Echad increases. The gamba chobis asoga and the expansiveness of our understanding. There is Yosef Yosef for us to be able to see each day of Chanukah, each night, each day of Chanukah. To be able to see more and more, to understand more and more. Will be Yosef Pratim, and with great and greater details. As Gili HaLakus Shebehem, the revelation of HaLakus in the candles. The Friedrich Rebbe, Lubavitch Rebbe used to say, in the name of the Rebbe Maharash, he heard from his father, the Friedrich Rebbe from Rashab, who heard from his father, the Rebbe Maharash, to listen very carefully to the candles because they're telling a story. The candles of Chanukah are telling us a story. So we understand the story gets deeper and more exciting and better somehow, according to Beis Hillel, which is the order of Moisif HaHalach. But what does Beis Shammai say? Beis Shammai says we begin with eight and we go down to one. So he explains that V'das Beis Shammai Shetzorach L'Chadei Desayichud. You know, when you have something and you begin with something, so it has a lot of peels, and it has, you know, like when you take off the orange peels, and then it's got the little stringy stuff underneath, and until you actually get to the pure thing that you're looking for. So Beis Shammai says that the work of the eight nights, the 8 days, is to take yichud, that yichud of the first night, which is sort of unpolished, unfinished, and unrefined, and to sharpen it, and to refine it, to bring it more into focus. That's the inyan of Beis Shammai, he says, to go down from 8 to 1. That when we begin by the first night, In other words, according to the Beis Shammai, the eight candles, it's still like a very big, broad, general type of a thing. So whenever you're looking at something in a bigger, more general way, it's not focused. It's not so clear. So according to Beis Shammai, the avoda is to take that yichud and to peel away all the layers and to refine and to sharpen the focus and to get ad shemigila leva inyan. You reach the leva inyan mamish, the heart of the matter. Hanakuda achas habihira vashleim. That inner point, that nakuda habihira vashleim. Like when you're learning a sugi in the Gemara, so the whole thing comes at you, and you have it like this one big general mahalach of the Gemara, and the job, of course, in learning is to focus more and more and more to try to get to the heart of the sugya, to understand what's the nekuda pnimis of this sugya. First, you read everything, and you go through Gemarashi Taisis, and you go through some of the Rishonim, and you have the whole package, but then you need to get to the nekuda. So you need to work your way down from 8 to 7 to 6 to 5 till you get to that nekuda pnimis, the inner point. So that's Beis Shammai's mamla. But they both agree that the avoda here is strengthening the yichud more and more and more. It's just a difference in terms of approach. Okay, let's continue. Vehine hametzius hi. The reality is she'ein kol hayomim shavim. Then not all days are equal. Not all days are the same. V'yesh b'neim shinduyim v'mitziyus kama matzliach. And everybody knows that there are certain days that yeshom shahad loka yesimir, the days of life where the candle is burning brighter. V'yeshom sha'or ba b'kayshi, there are days of life when there are days of life where any little drop of light comes with tremendous difficulty and tremendous struggle. And then there are days where you don't feel any aura at all. You don't feel any light at all. They feel dark. Each person, according to his inyanim in life. And the reason that we go through these ups and downs, lighter and darker, is to lift us up. Hashem wants us to work hard when it comes to this avoda of hasagas hayichud, of understanding, of thinking about Hashem echad. Ki chelik me'inyin midas ha'hoid. One of the things that's involved in this midah, which is hod, the midah of Chanukah, hachidah b'yichud, which is our admitting, conceding, that the world is not the way that it appears, but really everything is Hashem. Everything is Hashem. So Hoid means Hoidah, means to concede, to acknowledge. Ki chelik minin midas ha'hoid, ha'hoidah b'yichud, hi l'smoch b'chelko. One of the avodas in this inyan of Hoid, of recognizing and being submissive, giving oneself over, surrendering oneself over to that reality of Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. One of the outcomes of that is l'smach b'chelko, is to rejoice with the chelik that you have in life, to be happy with your life, with what you have. L'zko b'chol matzav, to remember in whatever matzav you're in. Shashem is Baruch Hu Zeh Shehevi Oisai, to remember that I'm in this matzav that I'm in right now, because that's what Hashem brought me. It's because of Hashem I'm in this matzav now. Ulehez Batal Elo Bezeh, and to surrender ourselves to him in that matzav, and to be mevatel ourselves, and to accept it with joy, that this is exactly where Hashem has placed me now. This is what I need to be doing now in my life. And to rejoice, to be happy, and to thank Hashem for the matzav that he's in. This itself, this way of thinking, means, when a person thinks this way, it means that he understands on a very, very deep and basic level. It's not a contradiction. He understands the inyan of Yichud Hashem. Of Yichud Hashem. With all the other people who are there with you, maybe going through that same time or that same event, whatever it is, the other people are falling apart and crying and complaining and looking at life as a tragedy. And you are in the place of Yichud Hashem. And you mevat yourself to Hashem, that's Hoyd, in this place at this time. That's a big hasaga of Yichud Hashem. He's a ikar ha'avayda b'hayda. That's the ikar avoda. That's the main avoda when it comes to haida, the mid of hod. Liray says a tov v'chesed shebechol prat. To be able to see the tov and the chesed in every single detail of your life. Ula haidus Hashem b'chol matzav, and to be sincerely grateful to Hashem. And to give him sincere thanks. The whole matzav, whatever the matzav is. And dafka, when a person feels far away, and he's not matzliach the way that he was hoping to be matzliach, in the whole zos umayid l'Hashem, if despite that feeling of distance and lack of hatzlacha in Gashmis and Ruchnis, whatever it is, this person is still able to give thanks to Hashem, to sincerely feel that Hashem is doing the best for him that he needs, that this person needs where he is right now. Al kol tzas shul kein zacha, and he's grateful and gives thanks to Hashem for whatever little bit he was zaycha to have. Zim moirish and maven be'emesh ha'akol me'Hashem zvah. That proves that this person really believes that every single thing is from Hashem's Baruch. Hakol zayrak Hashem's Baruch. Everything is Hashem's Baruch. Everything. Look at footnote Lama Zayin. Ki ein ha-tzloch nimdedes bekamus ala be'echus ha-pnimus. We've spoken this many, many times. Now we're in the parashiyas of Yosef, who's an ish matzliach, who the Torah describes as a person of hatzlocha, even though his life by no means, certainly not when he was in jail or in Potiphar's house, was not anything that looked like it was hatzlocha, because ein hatzlocha that has become sort of the echos apnimus. Hatzlocha is not measured by amounts, but by the quality, the inner quality. Echos hasogas eichud. The echus, the quality of my perception, understanding of Yichud Hashem. Lo havin she'es kol ha-matzavim, to understand, she'es kol ha-matzavim, rak Hashem is Baruch Ha'isa. That all of the matzavim of my life, rak Hashem is Baruch Ha'isa. V'shehu imi v'chol ha-matzavim, and that he's with me in all situations, lo chilek, without any chilek. Because from Hashem's perspective, ain't chiluk ben hamatzavim. There's no chiluk, good or bad day. Shakol, I'm sorry, ki hu hakol, because he's everything. Kol hagoshes hachiluk ben hamatzavim. Those feelings that we have of differences between days of my life and different matzavim that I'm in. That whole hargosha, hirak eches and nira b'chitzonis. It's only how we experience it in the way that we can, because we're human, Chitayis. The way that it looks, the way that it appears and it feels. The tfisa shilonu b'nei ha'adam, which is our tfisa of human beings. V'meila, kamish azoich lahav in shakol zah, Hashem is baruch. V'meila, to the degree that a person is able to understand that everything is Hashem, zoich lahamik as hakar, he can deepen this hakar, this awareness, this way of looking at things. But all of the differences, that this seems good, this seems bad, all of those are chitzonim. They're on the outside. The true matzav of Hashem is ein mishtana. It's not changing. Everything is good. It's ein mishtana. The Talmud Hashem is about kani mono. Therefore, even if I feel that he's far away from me, you know, I'm sitting, God forbid, you know, in a terrible situation, a terrible place, I'm in big trouble, and I feel that he's distant from me, that's my own feeling. But that's not the Messias. Because kol hashinuim hem chitzonim. All of these differences, a better place and a worse place, these are all on the exterior, outside. But the true matzav isn't changing. The Talmud Hashem is about kani mono, and Hashem is always here with us. The fact you don't feel that hasn't changed reality. There is no such thing, and there can't be such a thing. But Hashem is far from a Jew. It cannot be. It's only in terms of our feelings, our subjective feelings of how we're experiencing that moment. But it's not that Hashem is far. But the Navi said, Mirachak Hashem nearly, it seems to me, he appears to me to be far away. Menela, lo mishana lo imasliach l'argish alo. Therefore, whether you're feeling close to Hashem, you're feeling that yichud, you're not feeling it, doesn't really make a difference. Lo misyayish l'achsov she'en sikul l'davik b'emes. And you don't start being misyayish to give up and thinking that you're never ever going to have any sense of dveikus b'Hashem. Lo nishbar ha'matzav shu amid bo. To think, well, I wasn't successful, this matzav I'm in, I'm still in a mess, and nothing has changed. Ela adrav. Tomid dobek v'chobek v'mashem ha'zabrav. That's you. You're feeling that way. It's understandable. But the Metzius is that Hashem is with you every second. Kedeshan of the Hukum by Me'etzim Metziusayim. And the person knows that because if he thinks about it, he's misbinding, he understands that I cannot be separated from him. I can't be separated from him. And therefore, the Tomet Sameach, he's always happy and he's giving thanks to Hashem. I'm sure if Tomid lasts for Nachas, he wants to give Nachas to Hashem. Okay, back into the text. Amnam Babibad, at the same time. Now, here's where it gets tricky. Amnam Babibad. At the same time, Chavil Hilochem Biesa, who was Amit of Muhammad, there's another Midah. There's the Midah of Netzach that works together with Hod. And Netzach means that I'm in a war. I'm in a war, and my objective is, my goal is Linatzeach, is to win, is to be victorious and to defeat the enemy. So Zui Midas HaNetzach. Shimuchu Beres Tomid and Midas HaHod. These two always go together, Netzach and Hod. That's Moshe and Aaron. And these two go together. The right leg and the left leg. Dainu. Yitzad echad sarach l'smach v'meshe yesh. On the one hand, hide means that a person has to always be besimcha with what he has. Olaham and shakol me Hashem, and to believe v'hanu shlom, that everything is from Hashem. Hashem is imi and etzli and eat every single second. Mitzad Shani, on the other hand, Lahamin Shiyesh Derech, next page, Latzliach. That I, on the other hand, I have to think of ways to be Matzliach, of how to strengthen myself to be Matzliach. In other words, if I'm in a bad situation, and as a result of that, my learning is not going well, my Vajra Shem is off, and so on. On the one hand, Hod would seem to be saying, to thank Hashem for the Matzav Amin. This is the Matzav Amin, and everything is Vashkocha Pratis, and this is obviously what Hashem has put me in at this time. On the other hand, Netzach is telling you that there's a situation here that is not good, and you have to make an effort. L'natzeach. Don't just sit there and be happy that you're in that matzav. I thank Hashem for that matzav. You need to work your way out of that matzav. That's the midah of Netzach. L'natzeach, nitzochem. L'natzeach, l'samitz, l'salz, we've been talking about birth. To make an effort to ascend with complete trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you can, and it'll help you, and it'll be with you. And when a person combines these two ways of avoda, avod and netzach, the person can live a good and truthful life. And this person can rejoice and have deep oneg, pleasure. Amatzius Hashem Yichudo, with that reality of Hashem Echad. Samech b'chol mashakare, he's happy with whatever it is that happens to him in his life. Whatever happens to him in his life, he's happy. And he's constantly putting in more and more of an effort to be matzliach, to be menatzeach, amalechas beis Hashem, to climb higher and higher and to do more and more in his avodas Hashem. So one midah, how he seems to be saying, you should always be happy and satisfied. The other midah, Netzach, says, no, there are things about this situation that are not ideal, and you should be making an effort l'natzeach, to be victorious, to win. The davka ayideisha moida al kol matzav, and davka through a person admitting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he is the balabas, and being grateful and thankful for each matzav. Through that, it's not a contradiction, through that, Hashem will empower him to be menatzeach. Lalo is Yosef, Yosef to ascend higher and higher. Yal kol hu. Yeish le'imona reitzim esayim. The klal in life is, when you have 100, you then start dreaming of 200. When the person is mighty, thankful, and appreciates and believes in Hashem that everything is from him, and he's grateful for what he has, when he sees himself as being in a good situation, and himself as being toiv, that Hashem wants me here, and I'm trying to do my best, then that itself will strengthen within him a cheshek to be better and better. The netzach comes by way of hod. Again, kevan shemoida al mashakein yesh, when a person is moida for what he does have and what he has accomplished, royes atzmo toiv, and he sees himself as being toiv, good. Zayil cheshek liyos yosef toiv. Then he wants ready Masayim. Then he has a cheshek for more tov. But here's the difference. So now we're saying, what do you mean? So then the person is not samech b'chelka. He wants more. So the answer is like this. Not that this person is sad or depressed over what he has not yet acquired or accomplished. Because even though a person should want, should have a longing, should have kisufim for everything, for higher and higher. But the ikra of avaida, according to the way of the Baal Shem Tov, the ikra avaidahi, v'yas molei haida akol nekuda, is to be filled with thanks and gratitude for every nekuda of tov, for every drop of tov in my life. To be filled with a tremendous, tremendous feeling of gratitude, of haida, akol nekuda, for every single drop. V'davka ayidei shenoy sein. Oh no, we have to see lamed ches. Very important. Footnote lamed ches. V'asimen lezeh hi hasimcha. The simen that you have this, this worked out, this inyan, this sugya of netzach and hod, this simen is simcha. V'asimchi simen lamuna amitis. Simcha is a sign of true emunah and a true balance between netzach and hod. Simcha. That's how we can tell where we are. Simcha. Ki ha'atzvus novas mipgam hemunah. Because sadness comes from damaged faith. Pgam hemunah. Shalbohir eslo shakol Hashem is boh chesed. Because it's not clear to the person that everything is Hashem doing, and he's doing for my good. It's not clear. And that's where Atzva comes from. He becomes sad. Or from things that he's going through in Gashmias, he becomes sad. And even in Ruchnias is Avayda. Where it's easy to feel sad. I'm trying for a long time. A person is saying, I'm trying for a long time to have this Kavanah by davening. To concentrate on my learning, not to be careless when it comes to mitzvahs and so on. Even in Ruchnias, a person can become sad. That's not going the way that he wanted. Things are not going the way that he planned. He thought that by now he'd already finished the Bavli and Yerushalmi. By now she already had finished all the Svarim of Tanakh, Bi'iyun, and was the most accomplished, successful mother that ever lived. The question of what a person believes in is always going to be determined by how happy he is or how sad he is when it's not going the way that he thinks it should be going. That's always the measure. So now we have a more sophisticated atzvus that we've spoken about this a lot over the years. It's an atzvus that comes mechoyser hatzloch b'avodas Hashem because the person feels that he's not having hatzlocha in his learning, in his davening. So that can bring to terrible sadness. Because the person believes, he thinks that he has to do everything. And he doesn't really believe or think about this, that Hashem is ha'oisa amiti, the one who's truly doing things. And a person is no more than a kli in Hashem's hands. Even though a person has to always put in his best effort, he has to try hard as he can. He has to work as hard as he can within the mindset of Bittul that in the end, everything is from Hashem. He's like an axe in the hands of the woodcutter. And at the end of the day, If Hashem doesn't want me to do this, I won't be able to do this. It's only because of Hayesha Amiti, true existence, that I'm able to do this. Vatetzor is mashinasa lemaisa, and therefore the results lemaisa ain't biyad ha'adam, as we've discussed so many times. That's not up to me. I'm not in control of that. Kol schara einshay, and therefore whatever schar and onus there is, whatever reward or punishment there is, it's rak al v'sinai sepamatzav. It's only because of my rutzen that I want, and the efforts that I put into my wanting. That's all. And a person who lives with this, the behirus, in a way that's clear, in a way that's mamish clear, this person is tamid samech, he's always happy. Klolo sodava. The klal is, kol masha kore, rak Hashem is brochais. Everything that happens in our lives is what? It's everything is Hashem doing. Everything is Hashem. Vein laudem ba'ilamo shum etzev. El tamed b'chol inyin. Therefore, a person should never, ever be sad. And b'chol inyin, whenever he's in an inyin, whatever the inyin is, or baya, or the problem is, yorus lehidabek yoyse chazik b'Hashem esbroch. Use it as an opportunity to get closer to Hashem, go to be mitzdabek in Hashem. Yikoneis yoyse amoik b'emunis ha'yichud. And go deeper into it, and deeper, thinking about how you believe that Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Go deeper into this emuna of yichud, of Hashem and a person. Ladaske Hashem Elokim ein oid milvado. And to remember, it's not because of the other person. It's because Hashem Elokim and ein oid milvado. He is by name. And a person should think deeply. Hashem is Baruch Hu Aviv Oyhavu. But Hashem is his father who loves him. And who writes the voice that Kol Masha Karimo, and Hashem wants and is doing everything that's happening to you in your life. Hashem is watching. He's Mashgiach, the whole world. As Kol Hadoyim Tzemech Chamed Aviv, everything that's inanimate, rocks and whatever, Tzemech, plants, chai, animals and adabra and human beings, uber frat is a Yehudi Atzmai, and more specifically, me, as a person right now, is thinking about this. The tachlis on Hogavashkoch, the highest level of watching and being involved on Hogavashkoch. And everything is for the purpose, lahavi lo tikunay hashalem, boifen nifla ma'od, to bring each one of us to the ultimate tikun, which is a wondrous thing, how Hashem does that. And all the different side streets and curves and ups and downs that Hashem brings each one of us to that tachlis ha'elyon. V'dah. Shekol ha'pgam shel ha'misa. And we should know that the entire pgam, the damage that death caused, shenigzah b'achilis al eitz hadas, that came as a result of eating from eitz hadas, hu b'glal she'adam lehem, adam lehem in b'tavas Hashem esbarach ad ha'saif. It's because Adam Rishon did not believe in Hashem's tov, in Hashem's loving kindness, ad ha'saif, to the ultimate degree. Mimela nasa pgam. And mimela there was a pgam. Kilu, there's some part of our lives that Hashem is not directing and controlling in a way that is good. And what happens then? And then sadness is awakened. And that is the sherish of the Misa, the Gzeris Misa that Hashem brought upon Adam as a result of the chait of the Yesodat Tevera. Rabbi Desenu, the last two lines on the page. Rabbi Desenu, our fight is Lahavi Sa'or Shal Tchias HaMesim Lahavi Sa'or Kra'ata, to draw into our lives in the light of Tchias HaMesim, which will be when everything is clear, and L'sakein as Midas Ahoy, to repair the Midas Ahoy. Yos Kuloi Munach B'Hidol Melech Tel Chayvetam, to be each one of us, to be completely, completely Munach, to be living completely B'Hidol Melech Tel Chayvetam, with a feeling of gratitude and thanks to the King who is forever. And the person becomes like a burning candle, a flame, to Hashem. And that proves and that emphasizes that everything really is iris and the flame is akim, a pure and beautiful iris. Everything is good. The last page, the last side over there. Gedavka, Ayudation, Lysen, Shadow, Foyday, Lashem, Isbarach. And Davka, the person living in this positive, optimistic, realistic way, that everything is tov. And that Hashem put me in this situation because He knows what's best for me, and He knows that I need to be here. So, Gedavka, Ayudation, Lysen, Shadow, Foyday, Lashem, Isbarach, I'll call Nev and Nair. Now we come back to the original question. Why am I lighting more candles? What was wrong if I just lit the one candle? She explains. By praising and thanking Hashem, by each candle, dahinu. What does it mean, separate individual candles? It means, every additional drop of light that I can find in my life. That's what the additional candles mean. Every extra drop of something good, of something in my life that I can thank Hashem for. Which is everything, of course. Lo mistakel amasha choshev shiyah. And he doesn't pay any attention to what he thought it was going to be, how he thought that day was going to go, how he thought everything was going to be. And certainly not to think about what other people are accomplishing and what their hatzlacha looks like. But the person is happy with his chelek that Hashem Yisbarach has given him. And he gives thanks and praise to Hashem. And as a yizke al yidei zeh, and the person through this way of living will have the schus lalechas mechal achol, have the schus to ascend higher and higher. What's ulas liach lenetzach ulas alos, and to live a life of continuous ascent, of going higher and higher and higher. Ka'idesh esemech b'chelka shechalak l'Hashem esbach, is when the person is happy for the chelik that Hashem has given him. Zorich l'kabel oid neres, and Hashem reveals to him, okay, you're happy with what I've given you, I'm going to give you more and more light. You sing songs, you give thanks, you praise Hashem for all the good in your life, for everything. So Hashem says, I'm going to give you more and more candles. Zorch l'kabel oid neres. Oid oimek. You're zorch to have a deeper appreciation, a deeper understanding by Agosh of a Messias Hashem Yehuda, that everything is Hashem. Everything comes to us from Hashem. V'lochus gilui elokus b'chol dover b'chol prat. And you feel more and more Elokus, in every single detail of life, you feel more of Hashem's presence. And through all of this, you'll have more strength, because you're encouraged and strengthened. You'll have the strength to be a great soldier in the war and to be victorious at war, the war of Kedusha. This is what is meant by the additional days of Chanukah. It means that each day a person should try to connect deeper. And to think deeper and deeper and more about this yichud that we're learning about today. A little bit more understanding, a little more, more depth, a little bit more light. Another candle. And every tiny bit that a person is able to add to his avodas Hashem, the person will be mole, he'll be filled more and more with song and with thanks to Hashem. He may hallow vahidah. And these days, of course, are established as days of hallow vahidah, of being able to give sincere thanks for everything we've had and asking Hashem that she continue to be kind to us this way in the future. Aluch tegid farach and chanukah.